Hello, this is my Easter Day diary for April the 20th, 2025. This is a reading from Luke chapter 24, verses 28 through 45. So they drew near to the village to which they were going. Jesus acted as if he were going farther, but they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is now far spent." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at table with them, he took the bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked to us on the road, while he opened to us the scriptures?" And they rose that same hour and returned to Jerusalem. And they found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together, saying, "The Lord has risen indeed and has appeared to Simon." Then they told what had happened on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of bread. As they were talking about these things, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace to you." But they were startled and frightened and thought they saw a spirit. And he said to them, "Why are you troubled, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself? Touch me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they still disbelieved for joy and were marveling, he said to them, "Have you anything to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate before them. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. Here ends the reading. The resurrection of Jesus from the dead was not primarily an intellectual exercise for his disciples. In today's reading, the disciples are gathered, trying to sort through the news of a confusing day. The body of Jesus is missing. The women who had gone to the tomb at the crack of dawn had seen two strangers, maybe angels. The strangers had said, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen." After hearing the report of the women, Peter had gone down to the tomb himself. All he saw was the burial linens, an amazing and confusing sight. And now, at the end of a long day, the disciples are listening to Cleopas and another disciple tell of an encounter they had had with the risen Lord on their walk to Emmaus, how they had not recognized him at first, how he had explained the scriptures to them, how their hearts burned within them as they listened to him teach, and how, when he joined them for dinner and had broken the bread at table, they had suddenly recognized him, and then he simply disappeared. Then, while everyone is listening to this confused, exciting storytelling, Jesus shows up right in their midst. They are startled and terrified. They are joyful and disbelieving. They are confused and hopeful. In short, they are caught up in an experience they can neither deny nor fully understand. Resurrection does not come to them as a line in a creed or as a matter of debate or as a moment of fanciful fantasy. Resurrection comes to meet them in the body of their teacher and friend. He invites their examination. "Touch me and see." He eats a piece of fish. As impossible as it seems, there he is, right in front of them. And he does the same thing for this gathering he had done for Cleopas and their companion on the earlier walk to Emmaus. He teaches. He opens their minds to understand the scriptures. He tells them they are to be witnesses of all they have seen and heard and touched. My guess is, when Jesus leaves the meeting, the confluence of emotion is still palpable amongst his friends. But this isn't simply a story locked away in time This is very much a story for 21st century disciples like us, with our own doubts, fears, and anxieties. Every Sunday during the Easter season we say, Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. These aren't merely words of wishful thinking or words we blithely repeat out of an unreflective habit. These are words meant to remind us the risen Christ is present, with us and for us, now and for all time. Easter is the season when the Church reminds us purposefully, repeatedly, emphatically, that Christ is with us and resurrection happens in unexpected and inexplicable ways. You see, the resurrection has changed everything about the world as we know it, even if the world as we know it doesn't seem to have changed much. So, dear friends, I invite you in the days ahead to be on the lookout for hints of resurrection, opportunities for hope, and glimpses of God's never-failing love. You never know where they will show up, and when they do, for goodness sake, take a moment to notice them. My prayer for all of us in this Easter season is that the risen Christ will open the eyes of our faith so we can behold Him in all His redeeming work. Because we, you and I, are witnesses to these things. Thank you, fellow pilgrims, for journeying with me. Not only the last 47 days, but for all the years since I started this little experiment in 2012. I sincerely appreciate getting to do these reflections, and I hope that they have been helpful to you along the way. Keep the faith, and the faith will keep you. Until next time, let us pray. Almighty God, who through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, overcame death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life, grant that we who celebrate with joy the day of the Lord's resurrection may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.